Jay Santos here, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the air.
Can we talk to Moose Knuckleman? Moose, how you doing?
I'm fine.
This is Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I heard you say we. Did I hear that right?
Yes, you did.
And General?
Hi, this is General Galen Shaw, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm Moose Knuckleman.
Now, do you talk at that...
He does, yeah.
Yes, I do. This is how I talk.
And you do that why?
What do you mean, I do that why? This is me. This is who I am and who I aspire to be.
Yeah, but the question I had for you, Moose, that really doesn't have anything to do with what General Shaw just said.
What is your name?
You're talking to me?
Yes.
General Galen Shaw, sir.
How do you do? Moose Knuckleman, on the air.
Okay, Moose, you're talking to me right now?
Hold on. Were you in the Army?
Yes, I was. I was in the United States Army.
Did you see action in Vietnam?
I did, yes, sir.
Oh, that's interesting. Seeing as how we have a lot of military here in Los Angeles this weekend.
Well, yes, we do.
Okay, can I interrupt? Because I have something that I want to say. Okay?
All right, God. Don't start squirting the tears, Jay.
Hey, you work for me, okay? You don't work for General Shaw. You work for me. You understand?
All right, like I said. Good God Almighty, get that man a bib.
He's quoting Westworld on you now.
Yeah, I know you are.
Sloppy with your drink.
Hey, Moose, shut up for a minute.
Okay.
When you were bringing... I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This is Moose Knuckleman.
Yes, I'm Moose Knuckleman, the announcer, and Jay Santos is trying to put a derby hat on me and make me skip and dance on a sidewalk.
No, I am not doing that, Moose. I'm not doing that at all. I had a question for you, though, and you started to talk to General Shaw.
Well, I was fascinated by General Shaw, having been in the military.
All right, now hold on. I heard you say, Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the air, and then you went, wee.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I heard him do that.
Yeah. Okay, why?
Why? It's because I enjoy being your announcer, and when I say Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police is on the air, I feel like going wee and enjoying myself. It's almost as I'm either ziplining, or I'm in one of those buckets that slides down the zip line, or I'm parasailing.
What?
Jay, I think if I might, ladies and gentlemen, this is General Galen Shaw,
and I'm Jay Santos,
and I'm Moose Knuckleman.
Oh, wait, you're not.
Anyway, we have kicked off the show. Jay, you seem to be sidetracked here with Moose.
No, I don't. I'm not going to get sidetracked. Moose, I appreciate everything you do for the show. I wish you would not freelance the way what you've done, you know?
Well, what do you mean, the way what I've done? Jay, you're on the podcast now. You need to learn how to speak proper English.
Okay, I'll take that. Oh, man, I love that.
Yeah. Well, you do make a good point there, Moose, but it's good to meet you.
Thank you. Moose Knuckleman.
Moose Knuckleman, who's announcer here on, here on Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we get it done. Well, as you probably have heard and as you probably have read and as you probably have seen, the Citizens Auxiliary Police has been out in force here in Los Angeles, San Diego, in a San Francisco area, and also in Miami, Florida, as we have been assisting and sort of peeking over the shoulder of police in terms of immigration enforcement and the people what are here that may not be legal, okay?
Now, a lot of people have been writing and calling, Jay, and they've been asking, you know, how do you determine who's legal and who isn't?
Well, one of the things we do, and I think it sort of cuts through a lot of the difficulty of trying to decide, first thing you want to do, I think, is probably, and I don't want anybody to misunderstand it, you know?
You see who the darkest one is, right?
Would you?
Hey, look at Moose. Get out of here.
All right.
What, are you going to cry?
Well, I wanted to.
Moose is not half wrong. Yes, we take a look at the skin. Now, hold on for just a second.
All right, see, this is controversial.
Hold on for just a second. You go in and you see a guy, and look what I do. What am I doing now, General?
You're putting your arm next to mine.
Right, and who's darker?
Well, I am.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? I'm suspect?
No, you're not suspect, because I know you. I know you. I know I've worked with you many times. However, if I didn't know you, and I had my arm next to yours just to look at the complexion and what the tan is.
Yes, you trying to see that who's got the deepest, richest tan?
Well, not the deepest, richest tan. God, I don't know. I don't know that that really is.
Yeah, but you're saying who's ever darker is suspect.
I'm saying between the two of us, you and me, you got darker skin. So yeah, I would question you. And
this is very interesting, Jay. Do you think you're really going to stop me on a street and question me?
Yeah. All I'm going to say is, excuse me, General.
And you know me.
Well, I say I didn't know you. I say, excuse me, sir. I'm Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Can I see an identification, please?
Well, what?
Can I see some identification, please?
All right. Here, this is the blue armband. You see that?
Yeah, what is that? I don't understand what that is.
That's, well, I don't know. Wow. I feel sorry for you, mister. That is the indication and significance of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
And what does that mean?
That's my identifiable.
What language is that? Martian? Martian? Well, what are you saying?
I mispronounced, ladies and gentlemen. This blue armband is what identifies me as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, at which such time then I will ask you.
Okay.
How do you do, sir? I'm Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Can I see some identification?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just said...
No, start all over again.
Yes, sir. I'm Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'd like to ask you a question.
May I see some identification?
Yes, sir. My blue armband.
What is that?
This signifies my... I am the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I want to ask you a few questions.
All right, go ahead.
Are you here legally?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I notice you're sort of dark-complected, which is fine. We've got many, many, many people, but you look darker than me, and I'm just wondering, are you from America originally?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Fresno, California.
Well, see, okay, right there.
What?
Fresno is right in the middle of the farming community in California, San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah, and?
Well...
What's your point?
Excuse me, I'm not...
Bud, stay out of it.
Yeah. What I'm saying here, General, is you're from a farm town, your skin's darker than mine, and you're telling me that you're legal?
God damn it. Get a cup of water or something, will you?
Cut.
Yeah, just cut the tape.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
So, General Galen Shaw is with me here on Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police. We had done... And
what is the name of the show? I'm sorry, Mr. Sanis.
It's called Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police, We Get It Done.
We Get It Done?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wanted to know.
God, you say it to me like, you know.
I said it to you like what?
I don't know. You just looked at me like I'm some kind of a pussy or something.
No, I don't mean that. No.
So now what happens when I see that the general is darker than me, I'll say, okay, so what country? He said he's from America. I said, what city? He said, Fresno, California.
Oh, I see. That's suspect, huh?
Yes, it is, because Fresno, California is right smack dab in the middle of the San Joaquin Valley. And what do they have in the San Joaquin Valley? They have farms, lots of farm. And I would say then to General Shaw...
May I say something?
Wait a minute. I'm not done talking.
Okay.
I would say then to General Shaw, okay, are you a citizen? And he says, yes, and I say, okay. And he said, well, who are you? And I said, Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I go, well, I mean, you're going to have to prove that because you're darker than me and come from a farming community.
All right, let me say something. I served in the United States military in part in Vietnam. Does that count for anything?
Well, there's a lot of immigrants and foreigners that serve in the military, and, you know, there's a lot of them do a lot of things, and I'm not saying I don't respect it. But you can't get away from being deported out of America because you are illegal. And I'm telling you right now, you are illegal if you are not here legally.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I don't know. I don't know, but it sounds like there's something wrong with your palate or something. You're going legally.
I said it good, okay? So what do you say to that?
I say to you, I'm an American citizen. I was born in Fresno, California.
Well, okay, but you have no way of proving that.
You've got a blue armband on, Jay. That doesn't prove anything either.
I just said I'm a member of the citizens. Oh, God.
You are answering his questions, General.
Yes, I am answering his questions.
My questions?
Your questions, because it amuses me.
It amuses, okay, all right. So I amuse you.
Yes, you do.
Forget it.
No, come on, Jay. You got to keep going.
Okay. So I amuse you. All right. I would say then, since I amuse you, I'd say, at this time, I amuse you, so you think I'm just ha-ha-ha-ha? Is that it?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. At this time, I'm sorry to have to inform you, you are going to be taken into custody, and we're going to have to verify your citizenship and statehood. And I have to tell you, you may be, you know, walking across the border down in a desert of Mexico come sundown. I'm sorry to say that.
Well, no, you're not going to do that.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. I am going to make you do that. Okay.
Well, no, you're...
Okay, wait. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. This is Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I get it done.
Out.
What are you trying to do anyway?
Jay, you have got no argument. You've got nothing to say here. I'm trying to give you some validity by challenging you on your various points.
General, people are asking me what I'm going to do about the illegal citizenship. I'm trying to tell them.
You're not going to do... You ain't doing jack shit. If you're taking me, if you're putting your arm up against mine to see who's darker,
well, everybody...
Great, we're coming back. 3, 2, 1, yeah.
I'm Jay Santos. Welcome back. And this is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We get it done, yeah.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Thank you, Moose Knuckleman.
You're welcome.
Don't say that.
Moose Knuckleman, I like you, Moose. How are you?
Moose Knuckleman has been my announcer, and I've tried to, in my own way and in my own time, tell him to, you just can't. And after you say, Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police, we don't need you to say anything. And he just said, we, and he just said, thank you.
That kind of screws you up.
It does sort of ruin a timing here of Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police, we get done. Well, we have a situation in the city of Los Angeles, which also means that the subcommanders, Subcommander Gleason, Subcommander Hepcat, Subcommander Prescott, Subcommander Bovine, Subcommander Bovine, and Subcommander Buttman.
And Subcommander Buttman, he's new.
Yes, he is.
Is he from the United States?
Subcommander Buttman, come on.
Subcommander Buttman, come on in. Where are you from originally?
Well, originally I come from Pascagoula, Mississippi.
You come from Pascagoula, Mississippi?
Yes, sir.
And you, how long have you been a Citizens Auxiliary Policeman?
Well, I've been since I come to California, and I try to get work over here at the bottling plant. And then another time I was checking groceries here at Timmytown. But I'm probably going to head, I got a volunteer job here at Citizens Auxiliary Police.
And you got paid?
No, I don't get paid.
We don't pay you, but let me ask you something, Subcommander. But what's your first name?
My first name's Lint.
Your first name is Lint?
Yeah, that's right. I was named after a great uncle of mine who'd, I think, like I said, he served with Stonewall Jackson, but I said, well, that's too long ago. He couldn't be a great...
Well, as a great uncle, no?
No, a great uncle. I'd be a great uncle or something. They said he served with Stonewall Jackson.
Who's Stonewall Jackson? Who's Stonewall Jackson?
It's not Stonewall Jackson, Stonewall.
Stonewall Jackson.
Oh, well, who is he?
Well, he's a great general and everything like that.
So, Subcommander Buttman, you came to California, you can't get work, but you do have this Citizens Auxiliary Police job, but you're not paid by Jay.
No, I'm not paid, but we're allowed to, we go to the substation, and we can go through the refrigerator, whosever house it is, you know.
So what is the most important thing of being a subcommander at this time where we're rounding up illegal aliens?
Well, I think that America, you know, is America, and is intended for Americans. And if you have people who are not American, they're obviously not intended to be here, and so we have to get rid of them.
How do you determine who's American and who isn't?
Well, like Brigadier Admiral Sano said, you put your arm next to theirs, and if theirs is darker, then
you have a case.
You got, at least you'd have to look into it further.
What do you mean? All right, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Subcommander Buttman. Thanks, and have a good evening, okay?
Can I have some of this licorice?
Yeah, go ahead. What?
Well, first of all, putting your arm next to a guy to see who's darker.
Well, that is one of the, you know, it's very interesting, General. People will say, don't be racist. And yet, it tends to, if you find a guy darker than you, 9 times out of 10, he comes from, or his grandparents came from, like a dark, you know, like way down there.
What do you mean way down there?
Like a country that's not It's down there in Mexico and stuff like that.
Well, all right, so what we're dealing with here, Jay, is just bigotry.
No, you're not.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
No, you're not. No, 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 no. Okay, what you're talking about...
Yeah, you start to cry.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to do something...
All right, Jay, you know, if you're gonna bawl like a bitch, I'm not bawling like...
What's
going on, man? You've been working too hard?
They got us out 24/7 hitting the streets here trying to find out where illegal aliens are, and I...
Jay Santos is having a difficult time here. Let's bring on another one of our guests here, Bailey Rittenour. Bailey's a reporter at the Hot Wind Weekly, and that's out of Santa Monica. Bailey Rittenour. Bailey, it's great to see you.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here, and I'm sorry that Jay seems to be upset.
I think I'll be fine, Bailey. Well, he's trying to do his very best here. This identifying illegal aliens, it's been a big thing going on in Los Angeles, hasn't it?
Yes, it certainly has been quite a remarkable weekend for that. And I had gone into Los Angeles. I actually did some on the street reporting, you know, on the boots on the ground kind of thing.
Yes.
And I went and talked to people, a variety of people. I said, are you an American? They said, yes. I got very bored with it very quickly.
Well, so I asked you to come in, Bailey, so I could put my arm against yours.
Yeah, well, this is the other thing, you know.
Yeah.
He's putting his arm up. Go ahead.
See,
my arm is lighter than yours.
Well,
yeah, that's right. His arm's light. So you, Jay.
Yeah, are you Mexican?
No, you know full well I'm not.
Well, your last name's Santos.
Yeah, your last name's Santos.
Well, I tried to tell Jay that. I said, even though you're darker than me, it doesn't mean that you come from another country, but people would be suspect because of the Hispanic last name.
My grandparents came to America in the late 19th century. They came up from Guadalajara in a little village called Banjo. And
this was in Mexico.
No, it was in Canada. Yes, it was in Mexico.
All right, I've never heard. What's Banjo?
That's a little town in Guadalajara called... It's a very small village.
All right, now see, this is the kind of thing that I would love to interview you about.
Like what?
Well, your people come from Banjo, Mexico.
That's right.
Did you play the banjo?
Yes, I was forced into playing the banjo.
Because?
Because my grandparents came from a town called Banjo. And one of the things you had to do in my family...
One of the things you had to do in your family was learn to play the banjo.
That's right, General. You can laugh all you want, but my grandfather demanded it of me.
So, because your relations came from Mexico in the 19th century?
That's correct.
All right, so you're darker than me. Your last name is Santos. Your people, you admit, come from Mexico. Are you legal?
I was born here. I was born here in the United States of America.
Yes, but are you legal?
Why do you ask me that?
Because you had grandparents who came from Mexico.
Now, hold on for a minute, Bradley. That doesn't mean anything.
All right, I know that doesn't mean anything, but he's dark and he's dark, he plays the banjo, there's something wrong going on somewhere.
Well, oh my God, so it's not necessarily, I'm dark and I play the banjo.
And your last name is Santos.
And because of that, you don't think I'm legal?
I didn't say that. I said, I'd like to know if you're legal or not. I'd like to know, do you have a birth certificate? Do you have a passport?
I have a passport. It's at home.
Okay. Does it indicate your place of birth?
It does.
Which is where?
I was born in El Monte, California.
El Monte, California, see?
See what?
Well, El Monte, California has quite a few Hispanic families, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And your family landed there?
My grandparents moved to California, yeah.
And you were born in El Monte?
Yes.
All right, well, what are you getting at, Bradley?
There's a lot of gangbanging. There's a lot of Mexicans down there, so...
Okay, so there's a lot of Mexicans down there. It doesn't mean I'm not legal.
What? Say that again?
It doesn't mean I'm not legal.
Legal?
All right, Bradley, I think your investigative journalism is running out of gas here.
Well, this is why Jay brought me on the program. First of all, to put my arm up next to his.
And other people,
see who's darker. And the darker one I would interview and find out.
Doesn't sound very interesting.
It wasn't. I hated every minute of it. But Jay paid me, so.
I paid you to find illegal.
That's the other word that he uses. I don't understand.
Illegal immigrants. And you're trying to find out if I'm legal or not?
I think we have to start with you, yes.
I'm legal. Do you agree that I'm legal?
I don't know that. I know you were born in El Monte, but you're Mexican, so...
So what?
So Jay in today's environment, you're being Mexican. You know,
yeah, it is, Mr. Santos. It's going, wow.
Wow, what?
Are you really an American? Are you really American?
I have a passport that says American citizen.
Well, no passport says that.
Well, you know, it says my birth. It says where the country I was born in.
Yeah, but are you okay?
Yeah, see, that's the thing, though, Jay. A lot of people, just because you were born here and have a passport and it says you're a citizen, see, that's what these ICE raids are all about, to find out if people are really Americans.
Well, what the fuck?
All right, wait. I don't want to be here when you start losing it. I was the last time Jay lost it. Oh my God, the last time Jay lost it, he stripped off every bit of clothing. Oh, I heard about this. Yeah, every bit of clothing, and trotted. He didn't run. He just trotted across the Pacific Coast Highway right into the surf, and we thought he was committing suicide. We really did, because he went under.
Now, this is, you don't remember it right.
No, he went under, and then he surfaced and looked at us and then turned and started swimming out even further, and then he went under, and then he surfaced again, turned and looked at us, waved, and then started swimming back, came on shore naked, and started doing poses. And I swear to God, Jay,
you know that I was messing around.
I know, but I think I heard you go, ooh. Do you remember that?
No, I did not do that. No, I did not do that. No, I did not do that.
Yeah, I think he did. So, but what was the point of all that, Jay?
The point of all of that was just pressure, okay? Too much pressure.
So are you an American citizen?
Yes, you fucking limey.
Oh, baby. Okay, now we know where you're coming from.
God, Mr. Santos.
Brigadier Admiral.
Brigadier Admiral Santos. God damn, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore, Jay.
Well,
thank you. I demand an apology.
I'm sorry I called you the limey.
You know what? It's not good enough.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving. Where am I going?
Nice one. I apologize. I didn't mean calling you a limey, and but I'm not a Mexican, okay?
Even though your last name is Santos,
and my last name is Santos, yes.
And you were born in El Monte, California.
So what?
El Monte's a whole lot of hydraulic rides. I don't know.
This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and you belched. Now, let me take it again.
3, 2, 1, you.
This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and this has been Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I had done. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Yeah, go ahead, God.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Thanks very much. I'm Jay Santos of Citizens Auxiliary Police. I don't know what we proved.
I don't think we proved anything, Jay, other than the fact that you're Mexican and you may not be legal.
Oh, my ass. My ass?
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. This is Bud Dickman speaking.
Shit.